On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian, are you there?
Yes, I am. I've been on hold forever, though.
I'm sorry.
I thought you'd forgotten about me.
Never. How are you? How are things? How's the weather? Is it still burning down?
No, it's actually grey and wet here today, which is it's Thanksgiving, so that's
of course that's
people.
Actually today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Are you having a Thanksgiving with associated friends in Hollywood?
Yeah. I'm going to a pal's house soon. It kind of feels like a bigger deal than Christmas here. It's the one day when everything sort of shuts down and the streets feel quiet and everyone's out of town. It doesn't really feel like that at Christmas time here.
Right.
So, yeah.
And it's kind of the reason we have Black Friday and all that associated nonsense, right? It's the day after Thanksgiving, or at least
yeah, that's
meant
kind
to
of
be.
Almost taken over. It has a global impact now because of the rampant consumerism that drives the modern world. But that's fine.
Yeah.
There's an awesome film in theaters this week, both in America and New Zealand, that I'm very excited to sing praises of.
Nice.
It's called Knives Out.
Yay!
This is a film, sometimes you feel like a film was just made for you, and this is what this feels like, because I'm a giant fan of the kinds of films this exists in the legacy of, the 1970s and 80s style all-star ensemble whodunits. Agatha Christie films, Last of Sheila, Sleuth, Death Trap, even up to stuff like Gosford Park. I love whodunits, and they kind of haven't been making them for a while. And Rian Johnson is a big fan. He's the guy who made films like Book, Looper, and Star Wars The Last Jedi. And this is him. He brought together this amazing cast. Daniel Craig, Don Johnson, Jamie Lee Curtis, Chris Evans, Christopher Plummer, Ana de Armas, who's a Chilean actress who is blowing up. She is she's kind of the breakout performance in this film. She's in the new Bond film with Daniel Craig, who's also in this movie. And yeah, I love this movie so much. It's a lot of fun. It kind of feels like a throwback in that it's like a big populist entertainment film, but there's no superheroes in it.
But it works,
no explosions. Yeah. It's a blockbuster of chemistry and
nice.
Wit. And I was lucky enough to talk to a lot of the people involved in this film.
Did they have a great time making it as well? Because I mean, it sounds
like
a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's one of those films you can just sense how much fun everyone is having. I had a big article in yesterday's Herald about it, and there's also an interview I did with Rian Johnson, currently on Letterboxd, which you can check out. And also I did a top 10 whodunits for the Flicks website. So lots of content, lots of supplementary content out there for this. But have you seen this yet, Sarah?
No, I haven't, and it's definitely on my list. May I ask, because I haven't seen your top 10 for Flicks yet.
Ooh. Ooh. That was abrupt.
Well, how about we quickly play this B1991, and we'll try and get Dom back on the line.
The reserve forms never stood.
We got him. We got Fabian back. Are you there?
Hi, yes. You were asking me about my top 10 whodunits.
I was. And I'm going
radio silence.
I'm going to admit that I haven't had a peep at it yet, but one thing that Knives Out reminds me a lot of, particularly in the trailer, is the weird movie Clue, based on the board game Cluedo. Is that fair?
That's definitely on my list.
It's on your list. Yes.
I love the movie Clue. It's actually one of my all-time favorite movies.
Awesome.
It kind of came at the end of the whodunit cycle. It's kind of a satire of this kind of film.
But also seems like a whole lot of fun. Seems like the cast are having a whole lot of fun, but it's not indulgent because the audience still love it as well.
Yeah. Because Cluedo is called Clue in America. But when they made the film, they didn't change the title to the international investor. I've been obsessed with the film Clue since I was very small. Probably my introduction to those kind of films.
Excellent.
But by the time the 80s rolled around, they're mainly making kind of jokey versions of the whodunit.
Right.
Films like Murder by Death. And Clue is one that just holds up so well. It's not only a kind of a piss take of those kind of films, but it's a great example of one of them. And, a lot of Clue vibes in Knives Out for sure.
If somebody's having a kind of restful weekend before they launch into the holiday season here in New Zealand, which way around would you recommend doing it? I'm going to see some of the classic ones, searching them out on Netflix and then going to see Knives Out, or Knives Out first and then looking at what came before?
If you're entirely virginal when it comes to this subgenre, start with Knives Out.
Right.
And see how you feel.
Right.
And then you can delve deeper and see what else you're into. But Knives Out, while being existing in the tradition of those films, it also kind of deconstructs them and brings them into the modern era a little bit. There's some quite sly observations in this film, and it's kind of also a lot about white privilege and entitlement and wealth. I loved it.
Rian Johnson's quite good at doing things like that, like harking back to classic Hollywood tropes, but also being very, very topical and present.
Absolutely.
So where did you say people could check out your interview with Rian Johnson? Because that seems like...
You go to letterboxd.com.
Nice.
Are you familiar with Letterboxd, Sarah?
I get the... I know it quite well, but I think I might be biased because of one of my other jobs. But I get the feeling it's like correct me if I'm wrong, a New Zealand company which is far more popular overseas, as is usually the way.
Yeah, it's a social network all based around movies. You can rate and review films and create lists and stuff like that. And it's run by started by a couple of guys in Auckland. It's got over 1.5 million members all around the world.
Wow.
Most of those are in North America. It's got a real presence here in the online media world, but still kind of a burgeoning concern in New Zealand. But it's a lot of fun. You can just sign up and rate and review films. It's entirely free. And it's a great place, and there's lots of filmmakers on there, lots of film critics on there. It's a great way to kind of discover movies. And they also do editorial content that I've been doing a lot for, and the latest example of which is this great interview with Rian Johnson.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's a lovely way to leave it. We've given all of the listeners a huge amount of things to do this weekend. Dip into your top 10 whodunits, go see Knives Out, and then read the interview with Rian Johnson. Thank you so much, Fabian. Sorry about the connection problems. We will talk to you same time next week.
Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.